Somebody praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Once again, let me say how exciting it's been to be here. I got to see the snow today, and my little granddaughter got on the phone. She wanted me to go get her some of it. And I told her, I said, well, I'll try to take a picture of it. Tried to take a picture through the window, but it wasn't strong enough, so I'm going to go to a Sonic when I get home and crush up some ice and bring it to her. Tell her, know that thing about Branson, don't stay that long because my wife will be in the truck. I'm telling you, she's been on me for years and years, man. This has been crazy. And we've never been to Branson, where the Noah's Ark thing is. They have all that stuff. She's always telling me about that. They have the Noah's Ark there. They have the Samson something and all that. She thinks that's what's going to get me up there, see. And she's due a vacation, I guess. Amen. We've had 3 in 32 years, so that's not very good. I understand that's not very good. But, you know, I've had up until recently always thought about, my personality was, well, I'm on vacation. Who's dying and going to hell? And recently, some of my elders have kind of put a hackamore on me. Y'all know what a hackamore is? It's a horse. It's a chain that goes under a horse's chin. It's worse than a bridle. And it'll break the horse's chin if you pull it too hard. And they put a hackamore on me, and they've said, you know, you're getting on up there. What does that mean? You're my elder. You're older than me. So I'm going to try to do a little better. Thank y'all. I want to preach tonight from the book of, I saw somebody else here that I know. What's happening? Am I in Tyler? Amen. I want to preach from the book of Matthew tonight. And maybe somebody can understand, help me. God will help us. Matthew 9, the Bible says in the verse number 35, Jesus went about all the cities and villages teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. He saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them because they fainted. They were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. I want to focus tonight on verse number 36. When he saw the multitudes. When he saw the multitudes. You may be seated. If you study the Bible often or much, you'll see the works of Jesus Christ have this word. The works of the apostles have this word written and associated with his name. The word is multitude, which is found 34 times in the New Testament. And a greater version of that same word, which is multitudes with an S, is found 59 times in the New Testament. So together you're going to see that some form of this word is mentioned 93 times in 4 books. What this signifies is that no matter where Jesus went, his presence drew people. His presence drew people from all walks of life. They were living in a dry religious culture. And this appearance of this man named Jesus Christ was stirring things up. Contrary to what we want to perceive, or the human nature wants to perceive, Jesus was a peacemaker. He really was a person that stirred it all up. He wasn't like the Roman Catholic Pope that goes around blessing everybody. He came and he said, his word said, I'm going to divide the mother and the daughter, and I'm going to divide the son and the father. In other words, my words are not going to be accepted by everybody. I'm going to stir things up. And surely he stirred up the religious culture. He could not be controlled. He could not be stopped. And he could heal all manner, everybody say all manner of sickness and diseases. And it didn't make any difference who talked about it. It was very irrelevant to Jesus if you didn't like it. He was just going to go to the next city, and he was going to do it again, and he never quit doing it because people didn't like it. Jesus was much different than we think. He crossed all the laws of the land. Instead of fearing the leper, it was he that reached out his hand to the leper and touched the untouchable. I want you to think about that for a minute. A leper with his skin rotting off, a nose gone, fingers missing, nubs for toes, the most contagious disease at all times. What he was telling them, that there is nothing you have can affect who I am. In other words, your disease does not bother or change me. If I touch your disease becomes like me. Look at your neighbor and say, just a touch. Yeah, just a touch from Jesus will make things different. I'm not talking about shouting. I'm not talking about dancing. That all comes to get Jesus in there, because we know that with those things, his presence comes. But I'm talking about when he touches something, that something changes. It changes because Jesus has the power to change anything he really touches. When this Jesus saw somebody possessed with the devil, he would stop in the middle of whatever he was doing, and instead of running in fear or avoiding the confrontation, he actually invited it, and he cast out devils without anybody else helping him. In other words, he was saying, devil, when you show up in my presence will not tolerate your bad spirit. I will cast you out, and I will make a mockery out of you. In other words, Jesus was showing the people, there is nothing I cannot do. If you need it, I can do it. Could somebody stand and give a hand clap of praise to Jesus? Lean over to your neighbor and say, Jesus can do it. He can do it. And so what excited him or them about him was the simple fact that there was nothing that was ever presented to him that wasn't changed. There was never a blind person that was presented to him that walked away still blind. There was never a person that was lame that walked away still lame. There was never a person that was demonically possessed walked away demonically possessed. And so the people, everybody say the people realize, if I can get in the presence of this Jesus, no matter what I have, no matter what's wrong with me, I've got faith enough. You know what? Let me just say this. They didn't even know what faith was. They didn't have a Bible of examples of faith. They weren't hearing faith preaching. They just had faith. It was like, I know that if Jesus is in the desert and I go in the desert, that I can come out of the desert healed and well. That's called faith. I wish just Pentecostals could have just a little bit of faith, the faith that like they had in this testament, that if we come into the house of the Lord and the Lord is in this house, that suddenly something would change. We can drag it in and he can kick it out. Think about what these people did. They drug their burdens through the cities. dragging sickness into the temples, dragging issues through neighboring cities. Some would take the beds of a relative and strap it on their back and pull them to the area. Now watch what I'm showing you tonight. Not everybody in the crowd was sick, but everybody in the crowd believed he could heal the sick. Let me say that again so you can get it right up here. Not everybody in the crowd was sick, because some people had to drag the beds, and some people had to help the lame, and some people had to hold on to the blind people. So not everybody was sick, but everybody in the crowd believed that he could heal the sick. Not everybody in this church might not be sick, but we've got to have some people that are willing to help the people that are sick. Are you getting a hold of it? In other words, I might not be sick right now, so I'm going to help my brother and my sister, because when I do get sick, I need somebody to help me. They need to help me get well just like I can help them get well. Can you give the Lord a little praise on that? So look at your neighbor and say, faith. We got to have faith. They believed that he could heal them without a Bible. Without a Bible to read. They had the scrolls. They had the Old Testament. But they were seeing and they were testifying. Now, what's this guy's name over here that does the scrub, the surge, or whatever that is? The surge. Madison. Madison, I got the second one for you. See, when I work, I work. All right? I ain't just going to sit around and just hope it gets full. I told you we're going to fill that sucker up. And we're going to fill that sucker up. All right? Amen. Do y'all believe that? I don't know, man. Some of you are sitting around like, oh, well, really? Are you sure? Now, watch this. We got number one right back there. So no matter what, sis, you're number one. So don't ever leave this church, because then you lose the position number one. Even when you get married and you start having kids and all that stuff, you can always look around and say this: hey, I was number one. Okay? That's right. Now, here's number two. Okay, you ready? I don't live here, right? I don't have no land here. I've had some businesses in here. Well, guess what I did today? Y'all can be seated. All the people that are seated are scared to stand. I want to make everybody level. I walk in there today to the hotel, and that little girl, young lady, not little girl, is on the desk again. And oh, she smiles because I don't wear a mask, and I pretend, and I go in there and I go, oh, excuse me. And she just goes like this. And today I held up, when I get real sweaty, if y'all wonder why all of a sudden I just quit preaching and give it to him, because when I get real sweaty, haven't preached in a long time, my voice is weak, get real sweaty, I realize I got to go. Immediately I hand it to him, because my whole body sweats and my voice will mess up. And so today I walked in there and I had that towel that I dry off with and have to dry my hair and all that. And so I put that towel over my mouth like this, and I was walking through there like this. And I got to the elevator, and the Lord said, tell her you preached about her. I don't even know who this chick is. You see what I'm saying? I was like, and I just stood there. I didn't even push the button. It was like, huh? And he said it again, right through my mind, tell her you preached about her. And I being human, okay, I am human. I know I'm not the same kind of human some of y'all are. But actually, being honest, I wouldn't want to be. Kind of like the way I am. Hallelujah. And so I turned around, and I pulled that thing, my little dolly thing, right back over there, and she looks at me. And I said, hey, sis, I don't even know her name. I still don't know her name. And she looks at me, she smiled. I went, I preached about you today. And she looked at me funny. And I told her, I said, I told the whole church the story about me giving you that $100 bill and the Lord telling me, and I didn't even know I had a $100 bill. And I went through the story that about what I said to her. And you're, let me tell you what her reaction was. First of all, she started crying. And I said, so I just wanted you to know you were in my message today. Here's what she said. Sir, you don't understand what that did for me. She said, you don't understand the timing. And this is a young girl. You don't understand the timing of that gift to me. But she said, here's what I did. I told everybody in this hotel about this man that we don't even know who he is, except he's a preacher in none of your business room. And she said, and he walked up to me and gave me $100. And apparently she's in such dire straits that everybody in the hotel said, where's he preaching? Now, guess what's going to happen? I want you two to go over there, and I want you to introduce yourself, and I want you two, both of you, to tell her that the preacher that gave you the $100 sent me and said for me to introduce myself, and we want to invite you because he told us to invite you to church. We're going to take everybody in that hotel. I don't care if they're a maid and can't speak English. You hear what I'm saying? That's the way we're going to fill up the church. Whatever we got to drag in, we're dragging it in. Help them drag. Just help them drag it in.
He doesn't even know this. Brother Daryl McCoy came through town about 2 months ago, stayed at that hotel, made friends with all the people in the breakfast area, gave them some tips the same way, and they just fell in love with him. I've already been going by talking to some of them. We're going to win the hotel.
See, I didn't know that. Can you see what God's doing? Can you see what God's doing? Come on, somebody. God is working it out. Without us even understanding, he's putting the pieces together little by little by little by little because we are showing and we are exercising faith. We are exercising faith. Come on, everybody needs to give Jesus a little praise right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Poke your neighbor and say, we're just getting started. She's crying. I hate to see a lady cry. I don't like to see that. I never have, you know. And I'm saying, baby, I said, honey, don't cry, don't cry. It's a good thing. And here's what she said. I believe in that. And I said, there's a lot more than that. Do you hear me? In other words, like in the old days, you had to kind of prime the pump to get the water. But you know what? God is sitting over in that hotel, and he's priming that pump. He's saying there's some people over here. They're not rich. They're not landowners. They're not business owners. But they're people like you, Gordon Poe, that they need God. And you do what I tell you to do because I've got a church, and I've raised up some people. And God is telling us, just keep dragging the wounded in. Just keep dragging the hurting in, because I'm going to heal them and I'm going to change them. I'll make sure they're different. Look at your neighbor and say, you got to do it. Hallelujah. You can be seated. So when they drug, can you imagine the criticism that some people took? What's the girl's name that got the Holy Ghost again? I can't remember. Savannah. Yeah. I don't know why I want to call you Sabrina. I have nicknames for everybody, okay? I had a chick over there in, there's a woman, over there in Mississippi. That was back in the days when the Michael Jackson, had that curl thing. I had Michael Jackson curls before Michael Jackson was born, okay? Okay, that wasn't a new thing. I had my hair braided by the black side over there, and I wore red, white, and blue ribbons in the bottom of my braids, you know. I mean, I was a Stevie Wonder freak, and I was a white Stevie Wonder. But this girl, she had this hair, and it was y'all remember the time when all the hair, just there'd always be this one little curl that's, and so I just looked at her one day, and I said, sis, I appreciate you. You looked at your watch and you was doing your hair and you said, I ain't gonna be late for church, and you just left some of it undone. And I said, Sister Wild Hair, and I didn't know she was a doctor's wife, and I never did know her name. Right now she's Sister Wild Hair. So I'm not trying to mess with your brain. You know, I just get something in my brain, and then my brain is like prison. It gets in there and it's locked. Okay, so Sabrina. Now, what was it again? Samantha, Savannah. See, I can't even remember. Savannah. Do I know a rock and roll song named Savannah? Savannah. I can't think of one right now. Maybe. Who? George Allman. Greg Allman, Brent. Who's George Allman? It's Greg Allman. Bro, you've been Pentecost too long. Preacher says, George Allman Band. No, it's Greg Allman, okay? I can't hear him through a mask. So, the lady that's sitting beside you tonight, you could be number two. What do you think about that? Is that your sister? Excuse me, sis, I ain't trying to invade your territory, but I'm just going to invade your territory. Just slap your kid. It'll be okay. All right, what's your name? Oh, Dawn. I thought your name was John. I was going to say, I knew Johnny Cash used to have a girl named Bill or something like that. Dawn. Now, listen to me. I'm a totally different preacher. It's okay. Okay. She's going, this man screams, okay? It's okay. Hey, I've got candy. I'm better than Santa Claus. Okay? I bring gifts of good tidings. Sometimes I get distracted. Okay, listen to me. You came to church. Is this the first time you ever been here? It is. What do you feel in here? Happiness? Freedom? Positive energy, which is a good way to say freedom and energy. And that's what, you know, positive energy is a new, what they call that new term, you know, new age, there it is. New age term. But see, you don't understand. See what you just felt right there? You took a deep breath because you know it's coming. It's okay. Brother Poe's different, okay? I'm talking to you. I don't even care if all them people go home right now. That's not my business, okay? See, what I'm wanting you to understand is that what I have brought me out of a 19-year drug addiction. Come over here and help me. See, you came into the right place at the right time. Y'all just bring her right out here. Come on, let her come out here. And I know she's a visitor, but she's been with me a long time. And you can come on over here. You're brand new here. Hallelujah. And you know what? I was a drug dealer, a big drug dealer. I used people as trash cans. To me, there was no value in human life. And tonight you walked into a place with an old preacher that's seen people like you. I was living that kind of life. And now you've walked into a place where Jesus is number one, and you can be baptized in his name. You can start completely over. How would you like to be able to start? I didn't even get it all out of my mouth. Raise your hands in Jesus' name. Raise your hands in Jesus' name. Right now, in the name of Jesus. That's it. Go ahead and start praying. I praise for you in the name of Jesus right now. I let your Lord, let her receive your gift right now. That's it. Just let it come. Let it come. Don't worry about what it sounds like. It's going to sound wrong. Just let it out. In Jesus' name, speak it right there. Let that go. Let that go. Let that go. That's good. Let that go. Let, yeah, come on. Come on, let that go. Yeah, there you go. There you go. There you go. Our eyes are wide open. Hallelujah. Come on, that's it. Let it go. Let it go. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, in the name of Jesus. Look at there, Pastor. Look at there. Look at there. That's how quick you can do it, folks. No, Osborne, here's number two over here, right here. Come on, kids. Hurry up. Hurry up. Hurry up. Hurry up. Hurry up. Yeah, yeah. Her eyes are wide open. Look at her. Where's your fiance? Hurry up. Hurry up. Hurry up, girl. Is she over here? In Jesus' name. That's it. 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 Come on. Does anybody else want anything? If you need to pray through, hurry and run to the front. If you feel like you need to be prayed through, run to the front. Service is over. There's number two already. In Jesus' name we pray. Right now we thank you for it. We thank you for it. Right there. Let that go. Let that go. Let that go, Dawn. Let that go, Dawn. Come on, church, put your hands towards her. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You got... Okay, and they... That's it. Come on, church, this was ordained by the Lord.
This is from Savannah.
Come on, church. I just read a text from this girl. Before church, she was already wanting something from the Lord. You tell me this isn't ordained by the Lord. Hallelujah! 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 Okay, okay, don't listen. Okay, listen to me. We're going to baptize you in Jesus' name, so I want to explain the process, okay? Now look, how can I ask you how old you are? 19. Okay, listen, Brother Pope. I did drugs as long as you are old. Okay? Now watch. It doesn't matter how old you are. The drug don't care. Okay? It's just there to kill you. That's all it is. And it does. It destroys your life, stores your mind, eats all the calcium out of your body. I can go through the whole thing, okay? Now listen. You want to be free. I didn't know anything about you. You know that. I didn't even know your name. I can't even remember her name. So God did. Now, she realized that you need some help, or you somehow, how did you, because I want the church to hear this. Did you contact her, or did she, so you contacted her, she contacted you. Oh. I maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I ain't been preaching. There's people out there that won't help. I was just preaching that in my dream. This girl contacted the other girl and said, hey, I need some help. And she said, I know where to get it. Have I nearly preached that nearly every night I've been here, big man? So that's awesome. All right, now, we're going to baptize you, all right? You want to be baptized? Here's what it is. Here's what happens. I don't care what you did yesterday. I don't even care what you did an hour and a half. When you get baptized in the name of Jesus, this is exactly what happens. Trust me. I know you don't know it. I do. Here's what happens. You're going down with all that mess, and I'm not going to name it. The Lord spotted you. I mean, it was just like a telescope, that girl right there. I didn't even preach my message. You should see. These people know I'll preach an hour and 15 minutes and then tell them I'm quitting six times. You know, I didn't even preach. It was like that girl right there. Now, how did I know that? I looked at her and I saw you. It was like, that girl, that, no, that. Okay, so that's what happened. God said, that girl. I didn't know none of this was going on. I'm trying to explain to you how powerful it is that you were saying to her, I need help. And when you get here, the Lord goes, that girl. Now, when you get, that's pretty powerful. That's pretty powerful. Now, when you get baptized in Jesus' name, here's what happens. You're going to go down with all that mess. But when you come up, the Bible says, not Gordon Poe, I didn't write the Bible. When it comes up, the Bible says you're a new creature. So you're actually a new dawn. All right, now watch. Right across your little forehead, the word Christ will be produced in the spirit realm. In other words, you have become a daughter of Christ. The bride of Christ, right? He comes to get his children. How do you know children? You know them by their last name. You are a girl. I've got a girl. But you're not my girl because your name ain't my name. But Emily's name at one time was Emily Poe, right? So now when you get baptized, you come up out of the water and the sins that you've committed and all the abuse that you've been through, and I was through it. Okay, it's okay because it's okay. Also, you know, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. I was abused too, all right? Hallelujah. Lord, in your name. This young lady has been so abused. God, I'm asking you to touch her mind. When she comes up out of that water, God, I'm asking you to heal her mind. Let her feel the freedom. Let her feel the peace. Let her feel the understanding. Let her feel all of that love, God, that she has so long searched for. She's longed to be loved by real love, not a false and fake love. I'm asking you, God, in the name of Jesus, to let it happen right now. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. It's going to happen. It's going to happen, okay? Okay, and now I want you to look around because nobody, now I will tell you that I was a drug dealer and I was all that. Some of these people may not ever do that, and that's fine with me, but I can tell you right now there ain't nobody in here perfect, okay? But we'll all help you live for the Lord. We will all help. You got a friend, you've got young people, you've got people your age. You've got people that are loving you. Kind. So let me just say it like this. Actually, you got a new family tonight. Hey! Hey! You got some new grandmas, some new sisters, some new pawpaws. Amen. So I want y'all to go get, however y'all go get her ready to do it. Who? She's going to help her? Okay. Help her get ready. Is that's Samantha. Savannah. My God, you're going to have to write it down in my Bible. All right? Y'all go get her ready to get baptized. All right? I'm through, man. I can't out-preach God. Come on, y'all. I'm smart enough to know when to quit. Amen. Hallelujah. So, where's that dude? There he is. What's your name again? You're right. I just want to make sure you keep up with it. Now you got to put number two up there before number. See what I'm saying? You happened real quick, didn't it? I wonder if there can be a number three, four, five real quick. Huh? Whoa. Wait, you said one thing is wrong.
I believe so.
There you go, because the verse heard you were it was human. You said, I think. Quit thinking. You know, a lot of people don't think anyway, so just act like them. Okay? I believe so. Because, see, Brother Poe came in here to tell you number two was at the hotel. God said, oh, no, Gordon, that's what you believe. Number two is sitting right under your nose. Would you shut up and point her out? Okay? Amen? Come on. We didn't know number two was here. God knew number two was here. Are you seeing what I'm seeing? See what I'm saying, young people? The Lord is just saying, okay, if your church is going to act like that and y'all going to praise me and run the aisles and shout and jump, scream and holler, then I'll just start dragging them in. They'll start texting you, asking me, where can I go get help? And you can say, come to church with me. And there'll be 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, do you see what's happening? Somebody give God some praise. Now, I'm going. Are you going to dunk her and all that? I mean, baptize her and all that stuff? No, not me. I ain't. I don't get. No. I'm just going to go up there and encourage her. Okay. Oh, Jesus. I'm not even going to see. I just want to tell you,
You've had the Holy Ghost, what, a week? And you already won somebody? That, you can't do that. You got to be here 20 years before you do that. You know what she's doing? This is good enough to change me. It's good enough to change all my friends. She done went up there to get a picture of her. You see what I'm saying? Why don't we all get excited like our new babies and get that excitement in the church? Hallelujah.
Do whatever you got to do. I don't know. I'm
going to baptize you.
Yeah, I'm just going to. Y'all get up there and dunk her. Hallelujah. I'm so excited. My God. I didn't even have to preach but about 15. That might have been the shortest I've ever preached. I mean, that was whacked out weird. I'm not supposed to use that word. Preachers not supposed to use whacked out weird. They're supposed to say, the Spirit of the Lord moved upon me very strongly. It was almost like the Lord said, would you shut up and look right over there? And I went, I didn't even see that other girl. Man, that's powerful. And then, hey, y'all, I don't know. Can I tell about the text? Can I tell about She has her. Okay. Okay. This. We only have one pastor, okay? No, I'm playing with you, girl. You know I'm playing with you. Y'all don't kill me for that, okay? I know y'all love her, but I cut up with her a lot. Listen, before church, she texted. I read it. She texted her and wanted help before church. She posted her Holy Ghost certificates online, which I have been trying to get every Pentecostal church in the United States of America to do on their own websites. If you would take her certificates, post it on your, you know what will happen? Everybody that knows her will hit your website. I've been trying to get Pentecostals to do that for years. Instead, they'll buy a fog machine. What does that do? And so she testifies to her. And she texted you and said, I want help. And she shows up in 24 hours. Let's see, we didn't have church last night. Did we have church last night? 4 hours. In 4 hours, she's received the Holy Ghost and physically get a bunch more because I'm going to roll my sleeves up on this one and been baptized. Now, all I'm saying in closing this revival, my little stint here, is now. Every one of you better never deny what I preached for 2 weeks because you saw it happen. Two times. You saw everything I said. God's going to bring them in. God brought them in. And they're going to bring them in. And she brought them in. Can somebody give God a little praise? That room is where they have the babies. All right? So I want everybody to be happy that we're having a kid. Come on up here, sissy. My sister, go. God, help me, Lord Jesus. I'm not disrespectful. I'll get this part.